You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hi, Richard. I'm glad I caught you here. Can I just talk to you about something? Our new flatmate, Anders, is not quite what I had hoped. I was wondering if you shared my concerns about some of his behaviour.
The new tenant's name is Anders, so Anders has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hi, Richard. I'm glad I caught you here. Can I just talk to you about something? Our new flatmate, Anders, is not quite what I had hoped. I was wondering if you shared my concerns about some of his behaviour.
Yes, Tom. I know what you mean, but we can't be entirely negative. He has good points. I mean, at least he's quiet. He doesn't play loud music all night or bother others or turn his TV up, disturbing everyone.
Sure, he's quiet. But remember our last flatmate? He'd say hi to you and smile and treat everyone politely. In comparison, this new guy is very impolite. He just grunts in reply and sometimes ignores me altogether.
I guess that's just his way. You know, just his character. I don't think he realises he's being impolite, and it shouldn't matter to us too much. We can just ignore him too and quietly live our own lives.
But his friends are hard to ignore when they visit.
I know what you mean, but how often does that happen? I rarely see them, maybe once or twice a month. If they came more often, it might be a problem, but as it is, such rare visits don't matter so much. Wouldn't you say so?
Well, I'm not sure, since it's very obvious when they're here because of all the cigarette smoke in the house. It stinks up the place, and you know we don't allow smoking on the premises.
Well, I've never seen them doing this. Maybe they do it outside. Perhaps we can talk to Anders about it. Always remember, though, in one respect, he's a good tenant, and it's the most important aspect. The previous flatmate would always pay the rent late.
I know what you're going to say. This guy pays promptly. But there's more to being a good tenant than prompt payment. I mean, you need to turn off the TV, clean up your dishes, dress respectably, be polite, and so on. I guess what I'm saying is that, basically, you need to cooperate with the others, and this new guy fails significantly in this respect.
Okay, I suppose you have a point there.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10.